Hi, I'm Pete Kolbenschlag. I'm an activist and I work on environmental and energy and climate issues. I've done a lot of public lands work. I worked extensively on national forests and oil and gas issues, including stuff around the Thompson Divide. This valley, of course, has always been dependent on agriculture and energy. We're standing here today at Solar Energy International, which is a leading training institute of solar installation around the world. And we are saying that we have the ability to continue as an agriculture and energy hotspot. We're just looking to the future, and the future is no longer carbon-heavy sources of energy. We have to move beyond that. We are moving beyond that, whether people accept the science behind it or not. The reality is the market is moving us in that direction. Opportunities like this are a chance to celebrate and recognize that. And also it's a chance to celebrate community. That's the point of the music and kind of the more festive atmosphere. We do have workshops, we have great exhibits, we have some demonstration stations going on where people can learn about home mushroom cultivation, like oysters and those sorts of things. Compost heating, solar cooking. So there's an opportunity for people to learn about actions and activism, as well as, you know, new energy technologies. But it's also really just the time to kind of kick back and enjoy the start of our season. This is the third year we've had a solar fair here in Paonia, and I founded the event 3 years ago as part of a climate conference that I held in town, where we brought some folks together to try to brainstorm solutions around how people can act locally on climate change. A few years back, I started an organization called the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance, and that's who I'm representing here today. Colorado Farm and Food Alliance works to connect family farmers and local food advocates and local food organizations and businesses with climate action and conservation advocacy. And so basically we work to connect stakeholders and kind of the farm to table chain with effective and strategic actions they can take around climate policy and around conservation advocacy. So we've been here in this valley, for instance, engaged a lot around oil and gas development issues, working to keep oil and gas development away from sensitive agricultural lands, out of our watersheds, out of areas that are fueling agritourism, scenic areas, things that would impact the rural and agricultural qualities of the valley.